Blog Talk Radio.
Good week, because you are about to spend some time with T. Meyer and Tasila. It's TNT time on Christian Talk. And, well, hi, Tasila. How are you today? And what's Believe going it. On with you?
Oh, a lot.
Say that again?
I said a lot.
A lot in the spirit,
a
I know.
Lot. Yes, a lot going on.
Yes, indeed. And, well, before we really get started, as usual, I would like for all of you guys to grab your computers or your phones and go to your inbox or text a family member or friend and encourage them to dial in right now. Our number to dial in is 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. Or just click on the picture of T. Meyer and Tasila, TNT. Or the link wherever you see the post for this particular show. If you choose to just listen from your computer, just click on the link. You might see the link on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Christian Talk is now on KBRG, the Bridge Gospel Radio, every Thursday at 6 p.m. So just go to radiokbrg.com. And click on Christian Talk. Look for Christian Talk and click on it, and then tune in and listen from your computer. Also, you are all invited to come and worship with us at Church of Jesus Christ Ministry. We're located at 869 North Euclid Avenue in Upland, California, 91786. We're there every Sunday. Services start at 1:30 p.m. We are located in an upper room, so we're easy to find, okay? Once again, the address is 869 North Euclid Avenue in Upland, California, 91786, every Sunday at 1:30 p.m., and you'll see us in the upper room over there, okay? So come and join us. You will be blessed. You will be blessed. Okay, so before we wait a minute. There it is. Okay, the announcements are finished. So we are officially in our TNT time. All right, Pastor Tasila, what do we have for today?
Oh, we have something very smoking to me, Brother T. We're going to be speaking on the experiential. It's smoking to me because it speaks on the experiential reality of God. And that's the only way I've ever known the Lord, is that he made himself known to me in many ways. And I know that a lot of people have experienced God in a lot of different ways. We hear about it sometimes, and sometimes a lot of people don't like to talk about it. I mean, I don't tell all my experiences, but I've had a lot of them. and those different experiences, God, he lets us know that he's real. And when I first came to the Lord, I came to him, I was seeing angels, and I knew they were telling me that I had to get myself together. They started appearing in my house. They were gathering me. I know. they were gathering me. And the sense was, it's your time to get yourself together and come to the Lord.
Wow.
And, you know, I know that as many ways people have experienced God.
And this was before you came to the Lord? Before you gave your heart to him?
Before I said I do, I knew that they were there to help get me together. And I wish that I did a little better. I don't know. But I always had like an experiential relationship with the Lord. And it's a beautiful one, too. And I know God shows himself. It always blows my mind, Brother T, how people, it could be like millions of people in the world, and God has a special relationship with each and every person. And it's different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I love it. It's as different as a fingerprint on your hand. Everybody has a different fingerprint, and a lot of times people want to put us in the same box, but everybody is different, and God deals with different people in different ways. But one thing we know is character. We know it's him. It's our God.
Right.
And some people, you know, they can see the creation of the sun and the moon and some of the bloom in the spring and feel the presence of God. You know, some people smell the fragrance. It's a fragrance. And I know you've smelled that before, and I have too.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes when I get in my prayer closet, I can smell incense. I can smell the incense of prayer and the fragrance of the Lord. And sometimes people just feel like a little slight euphoric feeling, unlike a human feeling, and they can sense the presence of God, and they know that he's around. And some, through the reading of his word or by just hearing about his mighty acts, you know, like we used to sit around and we would tell the kids and read the Bible to them and tell them all about the mighty things that the God used to do, and they would... Some of the kids would say they want to hear more about David or Samson or something like that.
Yeah.
Because even in the stories and in the word, you can feel the presence of the Lord. And there are just many facets and ways that God chooses to deal with us humans. But the takeaway of all of it is that he is real. And that he does exist. And he is a living God. And he's always looking for willing vessels. And you know, Brother T, the reality of God always excites me. The fact, you know, even in that movie, The Passion, everybody was watching, and it was so many parts, moving parts, that showed the existence. But what really blew me away is at the end when he was resurrected and I saw all the marks go away and the light and perfection come to that body. That's what really excited me. But not only was God real, wasn't that beautiful?
That was beautiful. That was very well made, that picture. I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that was my favorite part. But he's also our supreme wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Mm. And he's filled with majesty and power. He is our best friend. A lot of people don't have friends, and they complain about that. But God is the best friend you could ever have if you make him your friend and put him in everything. He knows it anyway. So, you know, you say, Lord is already on the table. You see everything. You know everything. So, you know, he's the best friend that you could ever, ever, ever have. And he, the word tells us that he is the first among many brethren. So Jesus is like a big brother also to us and to me. And there's true beauty in the fact that he hides himself. That is a marvel to me, that how great and powerful and strong God is. And one time the Lord spoke to me audibly, and I promise you, my insides, my whole body was trembling for a whole week. So I kind of know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about how strong and powerful he is. Yet he hides himself while he shows himself strong. He could be, he, you know, he, the culture we have today is they blow and toot their own horn. Did you see me? Did you, you know, it's a self-regeneration and everybody's always showing off everything that they do, even where they eat. They got to take a picture of it. but Jesus, he does a lot of things, and he doesn't say anything. He doesn't even say, I did that. Did you see that? That was me. He lets you figure it out. And he hides himself. And that's the first part about him that I fell in love with, was his silent strength. How can someone be so powerfully strong and be so very, very quiet at the same time? It just kind of blows me away. But God talks to us about that, too, in James 1:19. He says, my dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry, for man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. We as ministers should be slow to speak, slow to anger, quick to listen, like our Father. It's a rhythm that we should all learn to catch. That part about the Lord, how the strength of him is, and how silence, he mingles strength and silence together. Like I said, unlike mankind, yet a characteristic that we can all learn from. As noted before, we said that. As for me and for everybody else, and you too, we must make God real. And what is the purpose of your relationship if it's not real? I don't have time to be playing Christian. You?
None at all.
I don't want to play Christian. If I was playing, I've been playing Christian for 45 years just about. I don't want that. I want to know that the God we serve is real. And we have to know that he is the one true living God. We got to understand like the reality of Jesus Christ and made plain through his servants. God uses us to show himself and his character through. And if we're true believers, then we represent the King that sent us. He sent us. We can't even minister. We can't even speak. We can't do anything except he's behind us and has made himself known to us, lest we're just being like a hypocrite, you know? But God is sending us out as his ambassadors, and we're a witness of the true existence of him. That's what we're all supposed to be. The true believers are supposed to be witnesses of his true existence. So if you know that he's real, You got to show that to others too. You got to let them see that. That's why he makes himself known to us through our relationship. And Psalms 103 says, he made known his ways unto Moses and his acts unto the children of Israel. God, he loves to make himself known. He's not quiet about himself. You know, when God came on Mount Sinai, he showed the reality of himself. He wasn't quiet then.
Right.
in Exodus 19:20, it says the smoke of it went up like the smoke of a kiln. A kiln is like an insulated chamber, a type of oven. It can take something like clay and make it into pottery, like a brick. And it's saying that God was like that. He was like a smoke that was on the mountain, and it went up in the air like an oven, like a burning blaze. And he could take anything like us and make us into living stones. And the whole mountain trembled while he was on there. And as the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him in the thunder. The Lord came down on Mount Sinai to the top of the mountain. This time, God revealed himself not in such a quiet way like we know him, but, you know, he revealed himself through thunder and lightning and pillars of fire and earthquakes, and the mountain trembled violently. And in our understanding of him in this way, we all learned what? Reverence. We learn how to reverence him and have reverential holy fear towards him. Not everyone can speak to him at this time when he came on this mountain, and they couldn't even come near to him. But as we all just read, for except Moses. Moses had a relationship with him, and he was able, because he spent time with God, and he was able to come to that mountain and speak to him, and he was able to communicate with him, and even to come close to the mountain, close enough to ask him questions. And everybody else had to stand back and receive instructions. God gave him a word for all the leaders, for then and for now. And he said, if you will obey my voice and keep my agreement, you will belong to me from among all nations. For all the earth is mine, you will be to me a nation of religious leaders, a holy nation, if you will obey my voice. Today we see so many nations collaborating, Pastor T, one with another.
Yeah.
But they're trying to come together to overthrow and to do evil. But what about the nation of God, the people that belong to the Lord? Like in Isaiah 43:21, he said, I have these people I have formed for myself. There's people that truly belong to God, like Moses did, and that have a really good relationship with the Lord, that hear his voice, that spend time with him, that can come close to him and without being destroyed or anything happening to him. And I know for myself, there would be some type of honor that God is going to leave to the world, before the world. He wants his people to show him in an honorable way before the world. The world doesn't see God the way that Christians see him. They don't bring, see, we can't be silent the whole time while everything's happening and everybody's complaining and bringing forth their two cents on what's going on. But God wants us to show him, to show forth him at this time. We cannot forget the great display God gave us all. Another time that he showed himself was with the Trinity on earth. And that was in the time of the baptism of Jesus by John the Baptist. And that was an awesome display. A lot of times people don't talk about that. and that experience of heaven, but it was right before their very eyes. Because look at this scene, Jesus in the water, the Holy Spirit resting on him in the form of a dove, and the voice of the Almighty God speaking from heaven, all at the same time. The earth witnessed the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in operation. True holy experience to behold. We must all live in the truth and reality of who God is and experience the power of him in our lives. Once, Pastor T, I was kneeling down next to my bed, and I was praying. I was the only one in the house at that time. I actually felt a physical tap on the top of my head, and then tongues poured from my mouth. I knew without a doubt that at that time, the tap on the head was the power of the Holy Spirit, and that I had received the gift of speaking in tongues. And through a prayer relationship, this occurred. I was just talking to the Lord, and pop, it was like somebody hit me back on the top of my head, and it just flew out my mouth. And that's because the Lord was showing himself in a very real way. That's experiential relationship, not just in your thinking, but in reality. And 1 Corinthians 4:20 says, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power." So, guys, we got to get to this as a body. It's not just preaching, teaching, and talking. God is looking for demonstrators of him. Even Paul said, "I am coming unto you with power, not just with speech that puffs up." Paul says, "And my speech and my preaching, I am praying, was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and the power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." You see, my beloved believers, why is it so important for us to have Holy Spirit reality of the true presence of God and his power? Not just teaching, but we must experience the reality and demonstrate the reality of the power and the presence of God. If not, we will remain powerless and puffed up. And we don't want to be powerless, church, just puffed up talking all the time. We want to show forth the strength of our God. And that's what the apostles did, and that's what God intends for this church in the last days to do, is show forth him and the reality of who he is. God's resurrection power should be seen in the body of Christ. And prayer for God's power and spirit to be poured out on all flesh. Make that a daily prayer when you're praying that God's power and his spirit will be poured out on all flesh. I remember once I allowed a family to move in with me. And at that time, my job would call my house because at that time there wasn't any cell phones. And the family I allowed to move in would answer my phone while I was at work. And they would bid on my jobs that would belong to me and go out and do them. And then ask me how much did I want for a portion of the job. That was 100% mine. How much did I want?
Right.
So they were asked to move. And while moving, they took a lot of things from my house that didn't belong to them. So not only did they kind of take my work, my job, answer my phone, and do my jobs, and after that, ask me how much would I have charged for that, and they would give me whatever they thought I needed. But say, for instance, if the job was for $1,200, they would say, "Would you have done that for two?" And then give me two and keep the rest of the money, the $1,000. So I went to the Lord, and I do what I call turn them in to the Lord. And I wasn't very Christian about it. I just prayed honestly, and I said, "Lord, I don't love them anymore. I was being truthful. And unannounced, the Holy Spirit fell on me, but this time with a love that I never experienced before or I didn't even know existed. It was so much love that God poured on me that it filled my entire body. And he said, you can't, but I can. A Holy Spirit lesson of unconditional love. We can't, but in the power of his might, he can. And we could do all things through him. But my limits of love was exhausted. It was over. So I made a true confession to God that I didn't love him anymore. And he made it known to me that at my end, at the, where I ended is where he began. I was at the end of me, and now my true source began, the love of Jesus Christ. That's when I learned that there's more to love than the way we, you know, think about love, the way we see it, the way we love our brothers and sisters, mother and father, and the way we love others. It was deeper, way deeper than that. Because now the true source of the love of Jesus Christ came and the power of God. And how many of you know that it's a miracle to experience the true love of God? I'm telling you, that is a true miracle. It was something I didn't have that he gave. And today it's missing. It's a missing ingredient on the earth. It's a choice that you make to love God and love others as yourself. And God will miraculously, I promise you, when you do that, he will miraculously equip you for it. And just don't disqualify yourself through bitterness and unforgiveness, which a lot of people do. And some things that we lack, God has the power to make us whole in. No, we can't. Some things you're like, that's too big, that's too much, I can't, I just don't love them. I just can't forgive them. Those are the things you turn over to the Lord and let him take care of it, right? Because what you can't do, he can, if you're willing. And it's not just enough to receive Jesus, but you must have an actual ongoing relationship with him. You must be experiencing change and transformation through the reality of his living being. He says, my sheep knows my voice. And we do. If you belong to him, you know his voice. And through the gifts of the Spirit, like the gifts, he gives us gifts also. And through those gifts of the Spirit, he gives us knowledge. And what is that? That's like we have a knowing. You don't know how you know it, but you just know it. It's an act of God. It's not something that you came up with or intelligently came to or sense that you have. I'm talking about experiencing God and his presence and his acts. That's what we have to get to. And he reveals himself through extraordinary wisdom. That's acts of God. He counsels us. He gives us understanding. He lets us know of his greatness and how we are to fear him. All these gifts are the characteristics of God that he wants to build inside of you. He showed the children of Israel a cloud by day and a fire by night. He allowed their clothes to be a witness against them. You know, their shoes and their clothes they waxed old, and their shoes and clothes remained fresh. How do you go from being a child to an adult and wear the same shoes for 40 years? For me, he's
right.
God is just really so unique to me because he is always quietly, loudly working and showing himself strong. So I'm going to encourage the people to be alert and be sensitive to the moving of his Holy Spirit. And just watch, look for the acts of, and the presence of God. Don't just have like a dead relationship. I receive the Lord. I feel like I'm going to heaven. And that's it. Don't have that kind. Have one where you talk and you cry out and he talks back. He answers you.
Yes.
He speaks back to you. You hear his, he said, my sheep knows my voice. You hear his voice and you answer back to him. You have a loving, experiencing relationship, not a dead one. God, he's created us to have a relationship with him. Right, Pastor T? That's what he wants.
That's
he wants to commune with us.
Yes. Just for some of you who just tuned in, you are listening to TNT Time on Christian Talk. And Pastor Tasila just gave us some good good message just now. And we want to say for you guys, don't go away. We'll be right back with more TNT Time on Christian Talk.
Always living big.
You are listening to TNT Time on Christian Talk. And now, Pastor Tosila, such a good message, and I hope a lot of people are receiving what you're saying. It's the reality of God and having an experience with him. You know, God
and
wants us to experience him. Yes.
The purpose
and he wants
of, the,
us to
of
experience
us all
him.
Being created.
It's yeah.
For
yeah. It's the purpose. Yeah. See, he wants us to have a personal encounter with him. Many people read their Bibles, many pray, and many preach his word, actually. But some of these same
yeah.
people have never had a reality hit, a real experience with God. They need to have something that will have them to truly realize that God isn't just an idea or someone you think
mm-hmm.
you know because your mom, dad, or grandmother worshipped him. He is not
right.
your own concept of God. God said, I am that I am. God is spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He is the true reality. That's why he seeks those who worship him in spirit and in truth, which means he wants a people who will worship him in the Holy Spirit and in reality. Truth
mm-hmm.
is reality, and Jesus is
mm-hmm.
truth. He said so himself. Jesus said in John 14, verse 6, he said, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now, Jesus Christ is God manifested in the flesh. Therefore, he is the only one who can lead you to himself as Father. We can't truly serve him. We can't truly please him. We can't truly walk by faith unless we know that he is, as it is written in Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We have to know that he is, that he's real, he exists. And Jesus tells us to seek and we will find. Knock and the door will be opened. Ask and you will receive. That means we must seek to have a good, pure, and real relationship with the Father. When he reveals himself to you in some way, whatever way he decides to, it is then and only then that you will see for yourself that God is real. He truly exists, and you have come to know that he is much more than you could ever imagine. God wants us to know him. When the reality of God hits you in a very personal way, you begin to experience him. It is an intimacy of Holy Spirit oneness that comes over you. You will feel that you and the Lord have something special, and you do.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord loves you so much that you can't help.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, and he loves you so much that you that you can't help but to feel that you are his favorite, because you are. although you know that he loves others as though they are his favorite
yeah.
because they are. You know, his personal love for us is so personal that it seems as if you are the only one he loves in this whole wide world. He loves all of us that deep and personal. You can feel his presence when he's near. You smell his fragrance, like you had mentioned earlier. You hear him speak to you in a very clear voice, or you can feel his strong impression in your spirit. He will start communicating with you through dreams, visions, and giving you many different experiences. Your spiritual eyes will open and you will begin to see many different things of heaven, beautiful colors. You will even see angels, your very own guardian angels you'll be able to see. God will open your eyes so that you can see his glory cloud. I remember when I first saw his glory cloud. Wait a minute, let me stop here, because some of you that's listening, you don't understand what I'm talking about when I say glory cloud. I'm talking about God's glory cloud is the same cloud that gave the children of Israel coolness during the day. It's that same glory cloud. His glory cloud is the same glory cloud that filled Solomon's temple when the singers and musicians were all in one accord singing praises to God. His glory cloud is spoken of all throughout the Bible. I saw that same glory cloud for the first time one day years ago. Many in the church at that time that we attended could see it, could see this glory cloud every time our pastor, the late Ray Cirillo, would lift up our offering before the Lord. But I couldn't see it. And I wanted to see it desperately. It seemed like everyone could see it except me. And I really wanted to see his glory cloud. And the Lord knew that. That's why finally one day it did happen. It happened when I least expected it. It happened. Pastor Ray Cirillo lifted up the offerings and prayed in his usual manner. And after he finished, as his hands came down, I saw it. It was bright. Pastor Tassila, it's hard for me to explain this, but it was bright, very, very bright. A bright, thick, white cloud. It was thick and a white cloud that seemed to have light inside of it. It swirled and then disappeared. I almost fell out of my seat. I screamed out. I couldn't help it. I screamed out. I saw it. I saw it. I saw the glory cloud. When the Lord accepted our offering, he accepted it by means of his glory cloud, which is his Holy Spirit. No one saw glory cloud that particular day but me.
That was
amazing to me right there. Yeah, for that day, nobody happened to see it but me. And that let me know that he did that just for me. So, you know, he's very personal. I began seeing his glory cloud and the energy of the Holy Spirit almost every time I prayed, every time I praised and worshiped him privately. Most of the time when I saw it, it was privately. When I would see his manifestations. Now, there were times that I saw his energy and with sparkles of light in public when I'm praising at church and worshiping at church, but most of the time it was in my private time with him. The Lord began to give me spiritual dreams, prophetic dreams. He gave me prophetic dreams. And when the Lord gives you dreams, it could be a warning. It could be instructions and directions. It could be to share with you his plan of what is about to come. It could be to let you know who you are in him and what you are about to become. Or it could be a dream that will unveil or give you the revelation of God himself. There's always a reason, a purpose for dreams when God give it to you. I have had so many dreams that I don't even know where to start. I'll tell you of a dream. I'll tell you of this one. It was a dream slash vision that I had. In this dream slash vision, I found myself back in my hometown standing on the porch where I used to live when I was like in junior high. While I was on that porch, the sky opened up above me, and I saw a big city with high-rise buildings, but something was going on in this city. I saw, as I looked to my left, a big black giant tornado destroying the city. But as I looked to the right, I saw bright lights coming down from heaven. It appeared peaceful in that part of the city. As the lights would come down slowly and gently, hit the ground, they would explode, but in a beautiful way, like fireworks. They would explode and go very high in the air and come down slowly and would create more lights that would explode again. And it kept doing that, coming down, creating more lights. And then the big black tornado that was on my right, that big tornado that I saw jumped out of my vision and into my front yard. And it became like a little small black whirlwind, you know, a little mild whirlwind. It was smaller, the thing was smaller than me. It had absolutely no power. The Lord was showing me in this vision that a day is coming that will be a great and terrible day upon the earth, a time of total destruction and judgment. But at the same time, God's lights, which are his holy people, that will come down from the Father of lights and multiply and fill the earth with light. As Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. We are going to rise and shine during the most darkest hour and bring blessings and change for the glory of God. Hear that. We will also have open visions when the sky opens up and you just see what is, what was, and what is about to come. The Lord will also reveal himself to you. I remember, literally, really reveal himself to you. You'll see him. I remember one time when I actually saw the face of Jesus. This was not a dream. I was wide awake at this time. Now, I have seen the Lord many times in dreams, but this particular time, I was awake. I was praying. In my quiet time, I was under my tallit. A tallit is a prayer cloth that you put over your head when praying. It represents your private tent or your meeting place with the Lord. One day, the Lord's face appeared right under my tallit with me. I was under there, and bang, there it is. His face just appeared. I saw the face of Jesus so clear that I can describe him. He appeared, he didn't say a word, and then he quickly disappeared. We are to seek his face. If we seek his face, we will see him, because what we are seeking is according to his perfect will. Psalm 27, verse 8, when thou, David said, when thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto you, your face, Lord, will I seek. God wants to show us his face. We are not serving God for nothing. He wants to reveal himself to us. He just wants you, he wants all of us to desire to see him, desire to know him, and desire to love him. And that's the desire of Jesus also, that we know the Father, because in knowing the Father, we have eternal life. John 17, verse 3, and this is life eternal. This is Jesus speaking. He said, this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Another experience that I had during my private quiet time with the Lord was when my hands grew. Now, let me explain that. I had preached a sermon at church. I was speaking about how Jesus Christ will rise up from within you and do his work through you, according to scriptures, Christ in you, the hope of glory, and the words of Jesus Christ when he says the kingdom of God is within you. You know, the king dwells in his kingdom, and that kingdom is within you. And according to the words of Jesus in John 14, verse 12, which says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth in me, that means those that continually believe in him, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. We do greater works. We will be his greater works people because he goes to the Father and returns to us in spirit as the Holy Spirit and dwells in us. It is from within us that he does his work. People, keep in mind that when we do miracles, it's still Jesus doing the miracles from within us. I preached on that, right, telling the people. I was telling the people, when you reach out your hands to heal someone, Jesus rises up from within you, and your hands become his hands. And when the people are healed, so they're actually being healed by the Lord. We're just being used. We've submitted ourselves to him to be used. That's what I preached. So when I was at home in my quiet private time with the Lord, I noticed my hands had a beautiful glow. It was my color. It was the color of my hands, but only it was cleaner, brighter, beautiful. It was more beautiful than ever. It was a bright and more enhanced, beautiful color. My fingers had grown longer, and sparkles of light and colors were all around it. It was the Lord showing me his hands. It had taken over my hands. It was so beautiful that I can't put it any better than what I just explained. But it was much more beautiful
that
than
that. Good. Yeah.
And
I'm glad you brought out that part, Pastor T, about that it's always Jesus doing the work. Even though it's our hands and body, it's him. It's him to get the glory. We're introducing Jesus to this whole, you know, earth. It's all
exactly.
about Jesus.
Exactly.
It's not about us having healing power and all that. It's about Jesus being the great
It's not him.
King.
And when I'm telling you, when he showed me this, I just stood there and kept staring at my hands for a long time. It didn't just come and leave. It stayed, and I was able to really look, moving it around, and I could see the colors and everything moving with it. You know, I could see that it was the Lord confirming the message that I gave to the people. Jesus will truly be in us, and we have to understand that and receive that. Praise the Lord. Man, I
well,
tell
that
you,
scripture
it's something.
Of Christ in you,
the hope
of glory.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
You can't say it without
there
having a word behind it. Yeah, that's it.
Yes. So, you know, we just encourage everybody, man, that's listening, that we are a supernatural people. Christians, you are a supernatural people. And we are slowly but surely entering into the kingdom realm of God, where God is going to reveal more of himself and more of the things of heaven that you are going to be seeing. This is for you, Christians, not for any other religion. It is for those who are followers, believers, and lovers, disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's for you, saints of the Most High God. This is for you. You are going to start entering into the kingdom realm of God, where you will find yourself on earth and in heaven at the same time. Christians, you don't know how great you are going to be, how great God is going to make you. And it's up to someone to show you your uprightness. If there's one among a thousand to show unto man his uprightness, then you go through a change. Your flesh will go back to the days of your youth. Your flesh will change. Everything will change because this move is to prepare you for change so that we can gradually, slowly but surely, begin to enter into the kingdom of God, because some of us is going to enter in without going by way of the grave. Some of you will be alive. You know that scripture that in John, I think it's 2 John, it says, Beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. That means in all of his glory. That scripture didn't mention anything about death, about dying, not even going by way of the grave. It didn't even mention anything about transcending that we know of, you know. It's talking about a change while you are yet alive. So understand that we are living in these days, that the apostles, the prophets, and all the people of old desired to live in. We are here. Not only are we seeing Jesus and experiencing the Messiah, but we're going to be changed. Christians, God is making you a powerful people, very powerful people. Is there anything you want to add to this, Pastor Tosina?
Oh, no, I just think you really did a good job talking about it and us experiencing Jesus and Jesus, you know, Christ in you, the hope of glory. He's going to really roar from out of his army. And those out there that are the sons of God, you guys know this already. Well, that's who we're talking to. We're speaking under the spirit of the anointing to the sons of God, telling you all that God is still building his kingdom. All those things he showed you in secret, you're going to do it in the open. And it's going to be a full army of Christians filled with the power of the Holy Spirit and the Lord, moving in one accord, one mind, one spirit under the anointing. He said, I'll roar from out of my army. We're going to know what to do because we're all going to be have our orders from the king. We're going to be receiving the same orders from the king. So we won't be thrusting. It won't be this ministry, my ministry, your ministry. It's going to be the ministry of Jesus Christ. It's going to be the beauty of it. It's not going to be about your agenda, my agenda, who, what people and all that. I mean, it's billions of people on the earth that needs to receive the Holy Spirit, and it's going to be enough for everybody to, you know, to be able to minister to. God has such a great, powerful ministry that he is doing. This time, the Father is going to be involved in speaking and to us and from us. It won't be any thrusting against each other. Won't be any arguing, bickering, church hurt, bitterness, anger, or none of that. It'll all be about bringing glory to one person. That would be the person of Jesus Christ. And everybody will have one goal, which was would be to glorify him and bring glory to him. It won't be worshiping, stalking the staff of a man in a man's name or a man's system or a man's church. It's going to be about the church of Jesus Christ. It's going to be all about Jesus. I can't wait. And no thrusting.
We're blessed to be living in this hour, in this time. We are blessed to be living in this time to see the transition of heaven and earth becoming one, seeing the transition of the kingdom of God coming to this earth, is according to the prayer of Jesus Christ when he said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we're going to see a new heaven and a new earth. As it's written in Revelation, chapter 1 of Revelation, John saw a new heaven and a new earth. And that's what we are going to experience. We're going to see this. Not only see it, a lot of us is going to be involved in the work pertaining to that. God is going to use a lot of us. A lot of things God can do himself, but he wants to partner with us and work through us and with us as partners, because the love he has for us is just, there's no word. We can't express it. We can't explain God's love that he has for us. It is so deep, so very deep, that it's beyond anything, beyond any mortal concepts, anything we can think of, anything we can imagine. His love is so powerful, so great. God loves all his creation, but especially mankind. Thank you all for joining us tonight. You spent some time with T. Meyer and Tasila. We really appreciate it more than you know. We're so grateful that you took the time to be with us with TNT Time on Christian Talk. Don't forget to come and visit us and worship with us at our church, Church of Jesus Christ Ministry. And I'll give you that again. It's located at 869 North Euclid Avenue in Upland, California. So if you live anywhere near the Inland Empire, San Bernardino County, Riverside County, all up and around in there, just come on and visit us at 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786, every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Yes, we're in the afternoon. So if you want to sleep in a little bit, or if you want to visit another church and then come and visit ours, or however you want to do it, but we're there, 1:30 p.m., and we're in an upper room, so you can't miss us. We even have a chair lift to help you get up the steps, so come and join us. You will be blessed. and enjoy yourself. And keep in mind, you can hear this broadcast tomorrow night, Thursday night at 6 p.m. Just go to radiokbrg.com and look for it's called The Bridge, kbrg.com, The Bridge, and look for Christian Talk and just click on it and listen from your computer. And have a great time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Remember, God has the last checkmate. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.